Today we're going to consider the name of Jesus, our mediator. And look at 1 Timothy 2:5. And Paul says to his protege, Timothy, he said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man, Christ Jesus. When we investigate the meaning of the word mediator in the English dictionaries, we understand it to be someone who works between two parties in order to resolve differences. The success or otherwise is uncertain. The biblical meaning is slightly different, is that it implies success. The reason for the success was not what was just achieved by the action of the mediator, but by his nature. If we look at Matthew 27 and verse 45, it talks about the death of Jesus. It says, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. That feat of the torn curtain can strike us truly amazing. But do we appreciate the full significance? The curtain was 30 feet high. It was also 4 inches thick. It could only have been God. It is a Jewish custom and tradition that a father, should he lose his son, either through shame or disgrace when he would consider him dead, or through real tragedy of the death of his son, he would tear his garment. That's exactly what the picture is we have here. Our Heavenly Father mourning the death of his only son. That sacrifice, that mediation wasn't just for that day. We can all carry and appreciate that thought with us today as we go through our day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we contemplate the work Jesus did on the cross in obedience to you, may our knees be bowed and our arms be raised as we journey through our day in obedience to you. In Jesus' name.